is going on, and what does the future hold? Are the shakings we've all gone through a sign, a warning? Is what happened in Afghanistan a prophetic warning that we've entered a most dangerous time? Is the American age coming to its end? Is America in danger? Are we heading to calamity, destruction, judgment? Is there an ancient mystery that lies behind it all, from 9/11 to the Taliban, to terrorism, to America's future? This is Jonathan Cahn. Stay tuned, because we're going to open up that mystery that reveals it all. And at the end, I'll be making a special announcement. The first book I ever wrote was called The Harbinger. It revealed a prophetic mystery and warning to America of coming danger. In the last days of ancient Israel, 9 harbingers, or prophetic warnings of coming judgment, appeared in that land. The Harbinger reveals that those same 9 prophetic signs have now reappeared on American soil. Some in New York City, some in Washington, D.C., some involving objects, ceremonies, national leaders, even presidents of the United States. When those 9 harbingers appeared in ancient Israel, instead of returning to God, the nation responded with defiance and accelerated its fall and its war against his ways. The nation was given a time span, a span of years, to come back. But it didn't. It went farther and farther away, and then came the calamity of which the 9 harbingers warned, judgment and destruction. The nation was wiped off the face of the earth. What about America? Where is this all taking us? The mystery I wrote about in The Harbinger has not stopped. It's continued and is manifesting. And right now we're walking in the ominous footsteps of ancient Israel before its destruction. In 2019, I had a strong sense that the following year, 2020, would be one of great shaking. And it was because of that that I knew it was time to finally write the second part, the sequel, The Harbinger 2, to reveal the next stage of the mystery and to warn those who would hear. 2 months after I began writing it, the shakings began, starting with the plague, COVID-19, that came upon America and the world, and that was part of the mystery. What I'm about to now open up comes from those 2 books, and it goes beyond because it hasn't stopped moving forward even to this day. So there'll be things here I've never put into writing. The first of the 9 harbingers is that of the breach. A great shaking comes on the nation that had once known God but had fallen away and turned against him. The shaking comes in the form of a strike on the land. The nation's hedge of protection is breached. An enemy strikes the nation, and its buildings come crumbling down. It was the first warning strike, a harbinger of national judgment and destruction that would come years later to ancient Israel. The strike came to Israel in the year 732 BC. To America, it came in 2001 on September 11th. The second harbinger is the instrument through whom the shaking came. In the case of ancient Israel, the attack was engineered not only by the nation's enemies, but by terrorists. The terrorists of the ancient world, the Assyrians. The Assyrians were the inventors of terrorism, the world's first terrorists, and the father of all future terrorists. So too, 9/11 wasn't orchestrated just by America's enemies, but by terrorists. The ancient terrorists were Middle Eastern. The terrorists of 9/11 were also Middle Eastern, coming from the same land as the ancient terrorists. The ancient Assyrians carried out their attacks speaking the language of Akkadian. Akkadian is extinct now, but its sister language exists to this day. What language is it? Arabic. So 9/11 was carried out in the sister language of the ancient Assyrians. The strike of the enemy on ancient Israel was a warning, a wake-up call for the nation to come back to God. Then came the window of years to return to God, but it ignored the warning and, instead of turning back, became defiant, accelerated its apostasy, and finally, then came the judgment, total destruction. So the warning of the harbinger is that without repentance and revival, America will follow the same footsteps of ancient Israel, and its fall from God will accelerate. What the harbinger foretold is coming to pass. We are following the mystery of Israel's last days. Since 9/11, America's fall from God has accelerated. So what lies ahead? What happened to ancient Israel? At first, it seemed as if the nation was coming back, resurging. After the attack, it vowed to undo the strike that traumatized it and come back stronger than before. So too, after 9/11, America vowed to undo the strike that had traumatized it. It struck back at the terrorists, and most dramatically, it invaded Afghanistan, the land from which 9/11 began. It drove out the Taliban that enabled the attack, and American leaders boasted of winning the war on terror. For ancient Israel, it appeared for years that the Assyrians who had struck the land were held at bay. But in 722 BC, it was all undone. The terrorists, the Assyrians, returned not to bring a strike to the land, but to destroy it. There's a chapter in the Harbinger called the Isaiah 9:10 effect, which says this: the nation's attempt to undo the judgment that fell on it, apart from returning to God, will be undone, reversed, and will backfire. It'll bring calamity. So the harbinger of America's judgment would be that the nation's victory against the terrorists of 9/11, its invasion of Afghanistan, its war against the Taliban and Al-Qaeda would be undone, would be reversed, would ultimately bring calamity. If that took place, it would be an ominous sign of coming judgment. So for years, I've watched to see if America's victory against the terrorists in Afghanistan would be undone, if the Taliban would return, and with them, Al-Qaeda and the agents of terror. And now, as I record this, it has come to pass. The sign has appeared, as the Harbinger said it would. The Taliban, responsible for enabling 9/11, has now taken back Afghanistan as the American army has retreated in disaster and Americans have fled, according to the mystery, the warning of judgment. And now Afghanistan threatens to become a haven for terrorists and terrorism. But the sign is not only about the Taliban and Afghanistan. 9/11 began in Afghanistan, but was carried out by Al-Qaeda. So could Al-Qaeda be part of all this? The answer is yes. Despite what some leaders have said, Al-Qaeda is right now in Afghanistan with the Taliban. In fact, Al-Qaeda helped train and fight and orchestrate the Taliban's retaking of Afghanistan and America's defeat. They're back in the land. And as they did with 9/11, they are plotting destruction. And not only is Al-Qaeda in Afghanistan, but a newer terror threat, ISIS. And the days are now more dangerous for America and the world than back then. Bordering Afghanistan is Pakistan with over 100 nuclear warheads. Bordering Afghanistan is also Iran, now on the verge of gaining nuclear military capability and not averse to supplying terrorists with nuclear weapons. And the gates are being opened not only for the Afghanistan victims to find refuge, but also for the terrorists to enter the West and America. What will happen next to America? After the first warning strike came on ancient Israel, the nation began heading to disintegration and destruction. Well, since 9/11, America has been heading toward the same destruction, the same disintegration. And now the sign that brought judgment to ancient Israel, the return and victory of the terrorists, has now appeared. Afghanistan has been called the graveyard of empires. It was the Soviet Union's defeat and retreat from Afghanistan that began its collapse. Now America has retreated in defeat from Afghanistan. But I want to show you a biblical mystery. After the warning strike came on ancient Israel in the form of the enemy attack, a strike of terror, as we saw, instead of turning back to God, the nation turned away from him. Its fall accelerated. Well, that is exactly what we have witnessed, what we are witnessing right now in America. The mystery says that shakings will come upon the land. In the Harbinger that I wrote several years ago, I wrote as to how they would come upon America. I said they would come through division in America, through disorder, as in civil disorder, through economic disintegration, through military defeat, through man-made and natural calamities, through the breakdown of infrastructure, through decline and fall. It's happening. But I also wrote back then of the time period. In the case of ancient Jerusalem, the warning strike came in 605 BC, but the greater shakings began in 586 BC. That's 19 years, a 19-year period. When did 9/11 come? In 2001. So what is the 19th year? And would it be a year of shakings, great shakings coming on the land? The 19th year is 2020. So 2020 was the year when the greater shakings began. One of the shakings that the prophet Jeremiah foretold that would come upon the land in the 19th year was that of a plague or a pestilence or a disease, an epidemic, a pandemic. The plague has come, and it came in 19 years after the strike. It's even has 19 in its name, COVID-19. Now I open this up in the Harbinger too, but there's more. In ancient Israel, 19 years after the enemy strike, everything begins to be undone, reversed. 19 years after 9/11, the year 2020. But if we get more precise, what happens? What happens if we get more exact? 19 years exactly from the strike brings us to September 11th, 2020. When did the loss of Afghanistan, the undoing of America's war against terrorism, the return of the terrorists, when did it begin? It began when the American Secretary of State arrived in Qatar to begin talks with the Taliban to allow for their return. What just happened? To Afghanistan and the departure of American troops. It all began that day. What day was it? It was September 11th, 2020. 19 years to the exact day, the exact biblical marker linked to judgment. The next day, September 12th, the beginning of this new period, marked the first day since that milestone, and it was the beginning of the talks that would lead to this calamity, the undoing of America's resurgence and the return of the terrorists. And when was it that President Biden vowed to complete the retreat of America from Afghanistan? He gave his deadline as September 11th, the end of the time period that marked the 19 years. When you see this happen, you're witnessing a harbinger of coming calamity, a coming judgment that threatens to be much greater than the first. Is there any hope for America? The only hope America has is revival. Without revival, America is lost, gone. So we must pray for revival as never before. And not just pray, but choose revival, to live in revival. And revival begins with repentance. Whatever has to change in our lives, we have to begin that change now. And we have to become even stronger than ever to stand for God and His ways, against the darkness and for the light. We must stand as watchmen, sounding the warning and proclaiming the gospel of salvation to everyone who will hear.
Watching this amazing, maybe even frightening message, so anointed and powerful, by my friend and brother, Jonathan Cam, a wonderful servant of the Lord, who I feel spoke a most disturbing message. And he ended it by saying, if God's people that are called by His name will humble themselves and seek the Lord and turn away from their sins, God will forgive and heal their land. And he ends that message with this hope that if there is a national revival, and people will turn in repentance from their sins and live holy by God's grace and Spirit before Him, that there may be a delay in God's judgment. And I remember when we had the Feast of Tabernacles 3 years ago, and this is very important. The Lord showed us that the three very important politicians or leaders of nations, strategically important for His kingdom, was Donald Trump, and he was still the president, Benjamin Netanyahu, and the Boris Johnson, the Prime Minister of England. And strangely enough, I remember I was on a speaking tour in Bible colleges in England, and with the brother, Dutch brother that was with me, we stopped the car near the Westminster Abbey and Parliament buildings in London. And we began to pray. And I said, Lord, I know there's only 1% people going to the church in London and that there's been this turning away from You. And I studied theology in the Bible College in London. So I knew England. And I said, Lord, Samson got his hair back. Let the hair come back once more. England was instrumental to bring the Jews back to Israel. England was instrumental for the greatest outreach of the gospel under Hudson Taylor, C.T. Studd, William Carey in India. They evangelized the world before America took over. Lord, will you give them one more chance? And we prayed, and I prayed, Lord, you gave one more chance to Samson. Give it to England. And when I looked to the street in which we had put our car to pray for England, I saw that it was called Little Sanctuary Road. And it was like the Lord says, it was my place for you to pray for England. Later I spoke to a godly man in America and he said, I believe that God will reinstitute America and England that were used by God to slay the Nazi spirit in Europe and give Europe one more chance to be free. And forgive us, Lord, that we have used often that freedom in wrong ways and are now under judgment and coming judgment. But he said, I still believe that God, if we humble ourselves, we'll lift up once more America and England for an end time task. So I've been praying for Donald Trump to come back, and of course I believe every word that Jonathan Cahn I said in this message that I hope you've just heard. But I felt to add to it, it's not just repentance from our wickedness that will save our nations. The Bible says, the nation that shall not serve you, Israel, shall perish. In Jeremiah 30 it says, though I make a full end of all the nations where I scattered you, I will not make of you, Israel, a full end. So the expression of the rebellion of the nations more and more giving themselves, as today in America and other nations, to the evil, corrupt Israel spirit. That will reveal itself, as the Bible so clearly says, in an attack on God's people. I believe many saints, the Bible says, the beast shall fight with the saints, not just with Christians. You have to be a saint. The devil hates people that have truly repented. But the expression of his hatred and the result of our immorality is that we will be willing to go into all the nations coming against Israel. That's why the Bible says, not just he who the nation commits iniquity and occultism and immorality is going to be doomed to judgment, as Jonathan says. No, the Bible is clear. The nation that shall not serve Israel will find itself on the wrong side. And the Lord will go forth against these nations, not just because of the immorality, but because they have come to fight against his beloved Israel, that will be saved by God's grace and will be added unto by many believers, as the Bible says, 10 out of each nation will take the slip of a Jew and say, now we know God is with you. And they will be willing to leave their own nations, and the devil will only get angry when he sees the true saints, Jew and Gentile, bound up together in their faith in the Messiah, in the Lord. And he will sweep down upon the nations that are increasingly, as you see also today in America, and it hurts me, choosing to go the way of the beast. And what does the Bible say? And the Lord will go forth against these nations, not just because of their immorality, but because of their wicked hatred or their lack of love and support for the people of Israel. And the Lord will go forth, and it's amazing, and trample them out so close to Jerusalem and Israel in the winepress of Israel. But there is a hope there. Jonathan Kahn says, only national revival and repentance will be a cause of God delaying his judgment. And I add two things. If a nation doesn't want to perish, it has to stand with Israel. That's why I pray for Donald Trump and for the Prime Minister of England to dare to go against the Babylonian spirits. Thank God that England is no more part of the European Union. It is a hope that these two nations, under God, these two leaders, will choose to be supportive and loving towards Israel. If it is true that God is going to judge all the nations, not just because of the immorality, that is certainly one of the reasons, but because of their lack of love and their willingness to come against God's people, then the opposite is true. The nation, and may Boris Johnson, the Prime Minister, and Donald Trump come back to the White House, the nation that will serve God's purpose with Israel will receive the blessing of God. For he said, I will bless them that bless my people. And curse them if we curse them. And that will end in all the nations being trampled upon by the Lord close to Jerusalem in the winepress of his law. And there's one more thing I want to add to this wonderful, wonderful word of my dear brother and friend, Jonathan Kahn. In the Old Testament, we see the terrible depravity and some of the kings doing, as the Bible says, what is evil in the sight of God. And that is happening with leaders today, especially today's leader in the White House and his whole administration of years ago and others that bring destruction and judgment to America, so much so that I said, Lord, let there be a pastor. It will be pro-Israel so that you can delay your judgment. And I found reason to believe this is a biblical wish, a biblical-based wish. Why? Because in the Bible it says, the king did what was evil in the sight of the Lord, and the people repented not and went into wicked ways. And then it says that there came a king who feared God, who made the people hear the word of God and turned the high places away. And then I believe it says, and God says, because of these righteous kings, he delayed his judgment. He says, because of the king the leader. Exalt God with all his heart and let his people back to the ways of God. I will hold back my judgment. That, I believe, is what we should pray for America and our own nations. May you stand and repent if there's any need for it. And turn to the Lord. What you can do. Begin yourself in love and support for Israel. And pray for a righteous king that will cause the delay of God's judgment over your nation. May you be instrumental by humbling yourself and becoming an instrument of repentance, revival, and salvation, and delay of God's judgment on your nation. May you be an instrument.